is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I hope you're enjoying your Easter. I'm Clinton, VK6SCRC, and welcome to News West for the 31st of March, 2024. Now on the show.
Hi Hams, Bunbury Radio Club would like to invite you to our next Fox Hunt event to be held in the Greater Bunbury area on Saturday the 13th of April. We will meet up at Hay Park, North End, for a 10 a.m. kick-off. There will be two sessions. The first at 10 a.m. and the second at 1 p.m. Each session will have two foxes deployed. One close to the start point for some pedestrian mobile and a second further out. There is no cost to participate. BYORDF gear. There are shops and takeaway food options nearby. For further information, check the event notice on our website https://bunburyradioclub.com/2024/02/24/the-great-bunbury-fox-hunt-2024/closing-parenthesis or email vk6brc@gmail.com. We hope to see you all there. De VK6DEV, Phil President, Bunbury Radio Club Inc.
Good morning, campers. The month of May is not far away, and that means it's time to mark on the calendar the third annual Southern Electronics Group Man Up Ham Camping Weekend of the May 17th to 19th. If you haven't been before, ham camping is a casual weekend getaway for hams and other registered HF users like AusTravelNet and VKS737, and their significant others, to drag the swag, the van or the tent down to Mayanup Sports Ground for a weekend of radio and social activity. There's plenty of room to camp. There's some big trees to throw a line over, hot showers, a camp kitchen, terrific fire pit to sit around after dark, and of course, time to sit and chat over the weekend with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Food and drinking water is BYO. The kitchen and amenities are powered, but there's no power available for campsites. It's been known to rain, fog, and then bright sunshine, often on the same day, so you need to come prepared. Camping is the usual low price of $10 per person per night. There'll be a square card reader on the weekend available, and SEG can take online payments. Boyart Brook has a great car museum and other attractions if you want to visit town 15 minutes away while you're here. We maintain a Ham Camption Facebook page for up-to-date information, and you can contact me at VK6EK, that's Victor Kilo, Sierra India X-ray Echo Kilo, @gmail.com. We hope to see you there. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, wishing you all a very happy Easter and reminding you that the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's April Bulletin goes to air tomorrow. This month, as well as Andrew, VK3CAH, bringing us all the latest club news, I'll be posing the question, was Marlon Loomis the first wireless telegrapher? This will be followed by two shorter articles, the first one about some new medical techniques and uses of radio waves, read by Bill VK3BR. And then I'll finish off with a discussion of QRM way back in 1903. Everyone, REOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmission times, frequencies and modes are published on the REOTC website www.raotc.org.au or just Google REOTC Broadcasts. If none of these times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today. But if you do download the file, some brief feedback comments would be appreciated. Now some local broadcast details. Tomorrow, Chris VK6JI will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz, starting at 8 a.m. Please note that this start time of 8 a.m. is an hour earlier than usual. Also at 8 a.m. local time tomorrow, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. local, the program will be transmitted via the NewsWest linked repeater system, simultaneously with a 40-meter transmission on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, April the 3rd, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the AR newsline. On Sunday, April the 7th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-meter and 40-meter broadcasts of the WIA news. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth is on Tuesday, April the 9th at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. We meet at 11:30 for midday lunch. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone is welcome to join in and have an eyeball QSO. There's adequate car parking, but if you're coming by train, be sure to alight at Guildford East, repeat, Guildford East Station. Full details are on the club website under the heading Luncheons. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the April RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80-metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out, when they can, over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then, over time, getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers, who enjoy helping others to have a go, or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChu newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
You may notice that NewsWest has been light on for content lately,
and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. During the weekend, I participated in a contest. Before you get all excited, it was only for a couple of hours over a few different sittings. And while I had plenty of fun, of the 11 QRP or low-power contacts I made, 9 were on VHF and UHF, 2 were on 10 metres HF. Mind you, 3200 and 3500 kilometre contacts are nothing to sneeze at. It has been a while since I've actually been on HF, so long that it felt like turning on a new radio and getting used to it all over again. If you're not sure what I'm describing, let me elaborate. A new radio takes a few goes to calibrate your ear and brain to learn what you can expect to hear and work. On some radios, if you can hear the other station, you can work them. On others, unless they're pegging the S-meter, you've got no chance. QRP adds an extra layer of challenge. A few hours earlier, I'd been discussing HF band conditions, and one comment that stuck in my mind was that the bands appeared to be more quiet than normal. At the time, nobody could put a finger on why or how, but there appeared to be a general consensus that this was the case. So when I tuned to 10 metres after having switched off my beacon, which I promptly forgot to turn back on for 36 hours or so, I went hunting for stations to contact. I heard a few, but their signals were very weak. Noise levels were amazing, very quiet, but stations were very low down. I thought nothing of it, given the discussion we'd just had, and persisted, and, as I said, I made 2 contacts. Since contacts were hard to come by, I started playing with another experiment I'm working on. Specifically, I'm using something called USB IP to connect to some USB devices across my network. The way it works is that you plug the devices, like a CAT cable and a USB sound card, into a Raspberry Pi. Then, using another computer, you can access those devices wirelessly as if they're physically connected to the other computer. This is useful if you don't want to subject an expensive computer to any stray RF that might be coming in via a USB port. I've written some hot plug support for this, so you can just connect and disconnect USB devices without needing to fiddle. You'll find the code on my GitHub page. Given that stations were few and far between and not staying in one place, I moved to a local AM broadcast station so I could test the USB IP sound card link, and all I heard was absolute garbage audio coming from that station. I turned on another radio, and it too had the same rubbish audio. After a couple of hours fiddling with RF gain and still not getting anywhere, I started searching online for an answer. One thread, 27 posts long, seemed to describe what I was hearing. Bill, November 8, Victor Uniform Lima, supplied the answer. Make sure AGC is on. So no, it wasn't. On either radio. Why it was off on both radios, I will never know. It did make me start exploring again just what other settings I have access to on my radio and what they sound like. Turns out that there's not a lot to be found that has any basis in fact. There are a lot of videos showing amateurs pushing lots of buttons, uttering phrases like, "Can you hear the difference?" with nothing much materially changing. The closest to something useful was a YouTube video by Doug, November 4, Hotel November Hotel, called ATT, IPO, and RF Gain, in which he shows some of the effects of each of those options on a Yaesu FTDX 5000. One thing I noticed is that the radio has a neat display that shows the signal path as it passes from a selected antenna through those options and more, highlighting which ones are in use. I started hunting around to see if such a block diagram exists for my FT857D. Unfortunately, I didn't manage to find any such diagram, not even for another radio. The closest I got was the image on page 30 of the FTDX 5000 series operating manual. I did learn that the attenuator on my radio is 10 dB, and it doesn't function on 2 meters and 70 centimeters. As for the AGC, the user manual doesn't help much. It states that it's used to disable the automatic game control, and normally it should be left on. There's some discussion around the interaction between the RF gain knob and the AGC, but I must confess that finding useful examples of this managed to elude me. At this point, I have no idea what the difference is between the block diagram on the FTDX5000 and my FT857D, other than the obvious single antenna port and plenty of missing features. I find it surprising that for a radio that was introduced over 20 years ago, this kind of information appears to be lacking, especially since it would help any new amateur operate their radio better and understand the impact of each particular setting on the signal that they were hearing. If you know of any such resource, reach out. My address is cq@vk6flab.com. Meanwhile, I'm going to spend some quality time with my radio and the manual and see what other hidden gems I can find. And if you know me at all, you'll know that this isn't the first, second, or even third time that I'm going through the manual of a radio that I've now owned for nearly as long as I've been an amateur. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
They say history never repeats, but I tell you, it's deja vu from WAG News this month. Last month I told you that WAG doesn't meet on a public holiday, and I told you not to show up tomorrow. That was a month ago. And right now? Hi, this is Mark, VK6FIVE, for VK6RRG, and I'm telling you again, don't show up tomorrow. There's no meeting, because Easter Monday is a public holiday 2 months in a row. We've got to go to the backup plan, second Monday of the month, which will be the 8th of April, and doors will open at 7pm for a 7:30pm start, where, well, the Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall at number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. Yep, all the way down the end to a sharp left. There's a lot of time both before and after the meeting to catch up and have a chit-chat with your mates. I understand that there's going to be a talk, and it's probably Robin VK6XRE, but the details I'll tell you about next week. Just a quick reminder, do not show up tomorrow night. Like I said last month, it's gonna be lonely. Unless there's a number of you who all want to show up on a public holiday and chit-chat amongst yourselves. But nope, the WAG meeting will be the following week, Monday night, same bat channel, same bat time. Well, from WAG, that's enough for me. We'll see you next week.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.